News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. You probably remember an unusual case from Portage County where three family members were accused of cashing the mother's Social Security check since about 1980. That case back in the news. We already know Ronald Disher has been convicted and is sent to prison for 35 years. His wife, Dolores, who happens to be Marie Jo's daughter, has been unable to go to trial due to medical issues. Well, that's being reviewed again now. Supposed to be a hearing today, but it was called off, according to Prosecutor Cass Cousins.
It was set for a competency hearing. Unfortunately, that had to be rescheduled. There are a number of health complications that she has, and the doctor who's preparing the report for the evaluation, unfortunately, could not meet with her. So it's been rescheduled morning of September 2nd. Hopefully, all parties hope that there will be a report prepared by then, and we'll actually be able to proceed with the competency hearing.
Dolores' brother, Charles Jost, found not guilty of the charges due to mental disease or defect. There's been a compromise in Congress, and that means veterans might get some help at the VA Medical Center soon. Jared Halperin has more.
After weeks of deadlock, a deal allocating $17 billion to the department scandalized by treatment delays.
The VA is not sacred. The veteran is.
House Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Republican Jeff Miller and his Senate counterpart Bernie Sanders drafting the plan that hires more doctors and nurses, leases new clinics, and allows some veterans to seek care outside the VA system.
This bill makes certain that we address the immediate crisis.
Now comes the heavy lifting of passing the measure in both the House and Senate before lawmakers break for the August recess at the end of this week. At the Capitol, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
The EAA's annual Air Venture starting today in Oshkosh, and 500,000 people expected to come to Whitman Field by the time it wraps up next Sunday. Spokesman Dick Kanapsky says the air show started already this afternoon.
We've got some of our short takeoff and landing specialists from Valdez, Alaska, that will be part of the air show today, putting on those demonstrations. In addition, Kenny Loggins will be in concert immediately after the air show.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest reiterated threats of U.S. economic action against Russia. The White House Press Secretary spoke just this morning.
The United States is prepared to impose additional costs on Russia for their destabilizing activities in Ukraine.
President Obama has now taken the case for sanctions to European leaders, hoping for multilateral punishment against Russia. At least 8 children lost their lives on an attack on a beach in Gaza as they were celebrating a religious holiday. David Bowden with sister network Sky News reports from a hospital attending the wounded in Gaza.
The end of Ramadan in Gaza marked by the deaths of more children and distraught families after 2 strikes in Gaza City. The main hospital already overstretched, swarming with injured people, families, medics and the media. Huddled and bloody in one corner, Naji El-Dini, who told me how his 9-year-old son Ahmed was hit as he played outside. In the treatment room, some of the victims were very young. Their injuries, everything from critical to walking wounded. All that were conscious, visibly shocked by what had happened and the chaos surrounding them. As the medical teams tended their patients and families comforted their loved ones, the blame game went into overdrive, with Israel claiming the attacks were not its doing and the deaths were the result of misfiring Hamas rockets.
Governor Scott Walker said today he would support efforts to prevent Wisconsin companies that outsource jobs from getting tax breaks and other business incentives. The Republican Walker's made the exporting of jobs a campaign issue as he criticizes Democrat Mary Burke of profiting from shipping Trek bicycle jobs to China. Meanwhile, Walker's campaign finance reports show he is taking campaign gifts from a number of firms that outsource jobs. Today, Walker told reporters in Wauwatosa he generally supports a call from Assembly Democratic leader Peter Barca to stop economic incentives from going to firms that export jobs. Still, he does want to see what Barca is proposing before he makes an absolute commitment to the language of that proposal. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Scattered clouds, comfortably cool in a low of 52. Partly sunny and a few scattered showers from midday on Tuesday. Maybe a stray thunderstorm as well. High 76. Tuesday night, clearing with patchy fog possible. 52 the expected low. Partly sunny Wednesday and a 30% chance of a shower in the afternoon with a high of 77. Partly sunny and isolated showers again possible Thursday. High 77. a little bit of a change coming Friday with a mixture of sun and clouds and spotty showers, high 77. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.